You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so I had to eat some crow just a few minutes ago. My husband is a chiropractor, okay, says, no, you need to remain loose and relaxed. And so I'm looking this up because I was always taught to be prepared and ready and braced, okay? And apparently we don't have any data on that. It is very conflicting. You have people say that during an accident you need to sit there and be braced and ready and go for it, or you have people that say, no, be loose and relax. Apparently, there's some anecdotal stories that drunk drivers a lot of times don't seem to be hurt as much because they're like, well, I'm okay. And, you know, and they don't know what's going on when they get hit. And then they're like, you know, to me though, I was kind of taught you gotta kind of be ready. You gotta be positioned, look forward and not be angled and have some control because of the physics. So I apologize that we don't really have any hard recommendations, because you're going to see the recommendations both ways. Be loosey-goosey and be hard, okay? We're also, not hard, but be stiff. Okay, you know what? Forget it. You guys are just too immature for this. Okay, now, we were reviewing what to do to prevent injuries in a car accident as you're going to be getting hit, okay? So one thing I wanted to talk to you guys about is like the seatbelts. They say that your seatbelts not only should be changed after a major car accident, but some people are recommending that you change the seatbelt about every 10 years. Now, a lot of us have cars for years, and we don't even think about changing the seatbelt. You want to know why I wouldn't think about changing the seatbelt? Is because I think once you loosen it up, now you're causing, aren't new things usually faulty? And if I'm comfortable with my 1986 Chevy Chevette and you know what I mean? I mean, if I'm really comfortable with what's in it, I would be afraid to move it and put something kind of stiff and new out of the package. I would be a little nervous about that. But they say you are supposed to be making sure you're changing your seatbelts. They also recommend to really know how to use your brakes, like your anti-lock brakes, okay? You know, we were talking about how getting hit from behind, how to protect yourself. Well, by the way, just to finish on that, some of you guys don't have headrests. You know, they say if you see it coming, lean back on the headrest and keep that head still and straight, not sideways. Just, you know, lean that head back on that headrest. But some of you don't have a headrest. Okay, you're in a truck, and it's just the bench, the bench. I had that in my truck. It was just a bench. You didn't have a headrest. They say make sure you have some padding there by the glass of it. That's also important. Universal Chiropractic Net also gives us some interesting pointers. He reminds us to make sure to get good health insurance coverage also. Not health insurance coverage, but medical insurance. My husband also recommends that too. A lot of you think that your health insurance is going to cover you for car accidents, and it may. But a lot of times, it wants your car insurance company to handle it. Well, if you don't have medical on your car insurance company, you could be kind of screwed. And sometimes the medical on your car insurance is not as expensive as Obamacare. So that's something to look at. And then the anti-lock brakes. I get very nervous about slamming the anti-lock brakes because I think I could flip. But according to this site, they're saying if you pump them, right, you could... if you pump them, unfortunately, you could then flip over also. So, you know, most important thing, if I could just say, just be prepared and be ready and be available. Be ready, be available. Yeah, I know. See, I'm going back to my college days. Just be prepared for anything. Make sure you also know where your escape route is. You know, one thing I was taught is, you know, if I'm thinking I'm going to get rear-ended, always think that you could get rear-ended whenever you stop. So you make sure you have an escape plan. So, for example, I make sure I stop maybe at least a couple car lengths from the car in front of me. And I'm not worried about somebody sneaking in. You know how a lot of us, we like to really tighten up behind the car next to us so nobody can merge in, you know, in front of us? Well, that's where you get in trouble, because if you get hit, then you hit that car in front of you. What I urge you to do is make sure when you're at a stop or at a, you know, stoplight, make sure you got a couple car lengths away, because like I said, in the last hour, you could start moving forward a little bit as the other car is coming to help with some of that, stop some of that momentum and some of that crash effect. The other thing too is make sure your wheels are straight and not curved when you're in the left turn lane in the middle of the intersection. Not the left turn lane, but when you're in the middle of the intersection waiting to make your turn and you're sitting there, if your wheels are turned and somebody hits you, now you're going to be going into oncoming traffic. But if your wheels are straight, you're just going to bump straight and you won't go into traffic. So that's another thing. Just always kind of, you know, be prepared. Let me see here. Somebody had asked about being window open. Should you have your window open or your window closed? That's a toughie, okay? Because, you know, I'm afraid of glass. So you would think that you don't want glass shattering and coming into your eye, so have the window open. I would, though, say no. I would still say keep it closed. The reason why is windows are still a form of protection. And you're going to have other debris flying. And if that window is up, then it'll hit the window. If you notice, a lot of window breaks, the window is cracked, but it still stays put. So don't start opening the window, etc. The only time I think that you may want to open the window is if you think you're going to be submerged into water and you will not be able to open the car door against the weight of the water. If the window is open, you could climb right out. But then again, a closed window helps keep water out. So I don't know about that. But in terms of an accident, have your windows up if you can. Okay, because windows out and you're kind of being partially ejected out of the car, no. All right, I hope that helps. Car accident safety. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, when we come back, more news. Don't go away.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We are raising money for kids with blood cancer and are asking everybody to donate $5. You can go to my website at drdahlia.com. If I could get all my listeners to donate $5 to help these kids out, I know I'd have $10, right? Yeah. We can help these kids pay for their medical costs of chemotherapy treatment, as well as the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, which this money is going directly to, helps with cancer research and helps fight blood cancer through research and through helping patients pay for their medical needs. So there's so much we can do, and just $5 a person. So please go to my website at drdahlia.com. Follow the links on how to donate. There should be a secure server with PayPal and all that other good stuff, or even mail me a check using the address on the website. I don't care, but anything you guys could do, we would really, really appreciate it. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of you wrote me earlier today about pet allergies. Your dog is sneezing. What do you do for your dog with allergies? You know, that's kind of interesting. With your dog, you know, my cats are the ones that are sneezing. I'm not really seeing many of the dogs. I'm not seeing my dogs sneeze that much. But then again, my dogs are always spewing and slurping and slobbering and gooing up the place anyway. So I guess I wouldn't realize if it was snot or what. But the kids will sometimes, or the dogs, well, sometimes I call the dogs the kids, will sometimes be licking themselves or kind of chewing on a part or trying to scratch. Like, let's say your dog has some hip dysplasia issues and he can't get his leg back behind his ear to scratch. Okay, you need to be aware of that. Okay, make sure your dogs can't scratch. Okay, you also want to make sure that there's no, you know, ticks or anything. But sometimes a way to tell if a dog is allergic is because they excessively lick, or they may have some red spots, hot spots, because of what they're trying to do in terms of scratching, etc. And then sometimes they can also have hair loss. So those are things that you need to look at. And then sometimes these dogs will sneeze more because of pollen. They'll have, you know, they'll be just as, I guess, allergic to the pollen as you are. Cats, very interesting. Cats with allergies, according to CNN, will show hair loss and even scabs and open sores. Sometimes they'll even have discharge from their ear because they were scratching their ears so much. So, you know, you want to make sure that you know how I said for humans, you need to walk into the house and you need to take a shower and wash your hair and wash the pollen off. You got to do that with dogs. So according to Dr. Robert Schick, a dermatologist with a K, a dermatologist with Georgia veterinarian specialist, suggests wiping your dog's paws. Oh, the little paws. Oh, I love the little paws. With a cool towel to remove pollen residue. And don't forget to schedule a weekly cool water bath. Oh, my puppies would love that. Oh, my gosh. And then they want rub tummy. Probably their tushies are so stinky. I mean, you can't do this in 5 minutes. I mean, to really clean, man. Anyway, they said also you want to make sure you're not bringing pollen into the house. You got to remove your shoes at the door, even though they'll probably bring it in. Make sure you vacuum your carpets. They say focus on your pet's favorite spots, okay, in the house, like under the beds and near windows. Make sure you clean the window treatments also. They also said when your cat isn't looking, you may want to clean their toys. You know, their toys a lot of us don't touch because there's so much cat saliva on. But they say ice them down. If you freeze your kitty toys, those little like little jiggly balls, those little ding 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 little bell balls and things like that, or their little mouse. My cat, my burly cat, you know, that thinks he's so tough. He has a little baby, little pink little mouse, little furry mouse that he likes. That's his favorite, the pink one, not the blue. Probably because he could see it better. You know, I think cats are colorblind, I forget. So he could see the pink one better, so he always likes to run around with his little pink little mouse. Oh, no, they're like, ah! And then he tries to hide it, you know, because when I catch him with it, I'm like, ah, look at it! Oh, he has a little pink toy. And then he gets all embarrassed and he drops it. But the other cats know not to touch his pink toy. That is his pink toy. In fact, it was funny. I had my kids, you know, every now and then I tell the kids to not leave their clothes and their skid marks in the middle of their rooms, but I'm doing laundry, so put everything you want washed in the laundry room. Well, I see the underwear and I see the clothes and the shirts and all that, and then I see the kitty cat's toy. So he must have brought it because he thought his toy needed a cleaning. But anyway, I don't know if you guys knew this, but when you freeze, I guess according to CNN, freeze the toy, it kills the dust mites. They also say there's certain powders and things like that to help with mites because these, you know, yeah. A lot of dog owners will say, Dahlia, I just give my dog Benadryl. Is that okay? You can. You can give Benadryl to your dog. What you don't want to do is give Tylenol. Okay, I don't think the dog's livers can handle the Tylenol. Again, I'm not a veterinarian. I'm a lover, but I'm a family doctor. So I can't really, I can't tell you 100% for sure what the dosing would be. But yeah, sometimes you can use Benadryl for kids, okay? And you need to call the veterinarian clinic to find out the proper dosing. Remember, Benadryl will make them sleepy, okay? Also, they say that you can use certain oatmeal-based shampoos. There's even certain doggy cortisone creams and kitty cortisone creams. You got to be careful, of course, because they lick it. You want to be careful. Throwing a cat into a tub. One of my cats likes baths. The other ones don't. The other ones scratch the hell out of you, and you got to be careful because you got some pretty big veins in your wrist, and boy, do they know how to get those hooks in there. But you got to get the spores and the mold and stuff off the cat's skin because your cats can be very, very moldy. So I hope that helps you with animal issues. Don't forget to do monthly flea and tick treatment. That's always important. And then some pets are allergic to grains and proteins and other preservatives. So if your cat does have allergies, you want to definitely look at their diet, okay? And that is for cats and dogs. I know. I can't even handle my own allergies. If I had to think about what the hell to do with my cats and dogs. Speaking of not knowing what the hell to do, did you guys hear this story that apparently principals are having some difficulty trying to stop this quote-unquote eraser challenge? Apparently Connecticut Middle School is trying to quote-unquote rub out this dangerous new fad, according to Fox News. Apparently their eraser challenge, what you do is you take an eraser. Now, erasers are different because I don't think the kids have chalkboards anymore. I think they have dry erasers. I think you could still use the same type of eraser. But you're supposed to rub it back and forth across your arm while reciting the alphabet and coming up with a word for each letter. Once they get to the letter Z, they stop, and then they show off their reddened, desquamated, excoriated skin to their friends, and everybody laughs and says, "Cool, dude." So think about that. You're rubbing an eraser back and forth on your delicate arm, and most likely it's going to be the left arm because if kids are more right-handed. Although I could see myself use the left. I don't really use my left a lot. So you have to recite, like you could recite the alphabet and coming up with a word, like, you know, apple, banana, cat, dog, elephant, fish. So you do that, and you could see how long it takes. So these kids are having pain and bleeding and infection, etc. And then what's really scary about this, guys, is not everybody has their own sterilely wrapped, brand new eraser. They hand the eraser to somebody else to do. So now these kids are passing around blood-tinged erasers. This is some pretty stupid stuff. I know they're middle school. Why? I understand high schoolers doing stupid things, but doesn't it seem like nowadays these middle schoolers are really doing stupid things? I think the reason why middle schoolers do more stupid things than high schoolers is because these middle schoolers, they want to be high schoolers so bad, and they're not little kids anymore, that they are really starting to form, you know, there's certain phases in development. They're really starting to get into their identity. They're starting to realize that they're a little bit more independent from mom and dad. They realize how important it is to have friends and climb up the social ladder. Yeah, younger kids in kindergarten and first grade and second grade, you know, some of them could identify the social ladder thing, but for the most part, no, they just all go to recess together and they all play together. By the time you're in middle school, you realize that you need to be in groups and you need to find protection in groups. If you are sitting out there alone without protection, you get hunted by the bullies, by people making fun of you. But if you are within a group, you can hide. Your animal instinct kicks in. So I think that's why in middle school, these kids are doing stupid things in groups. And so look at your kids, examine your kids when they come home. If they have any bleeding or scratches or any kooky stuff, they're probably doing the eraser game. 30 ways to save your heart coming right up. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, I really, really appreciate you guys, and many of you guys are sending emails. We had a lot of calls on the answer line, and I apologize that a lot of you call late at night or in the middle of the night when I'm not on. I understand that many of my affiliates play me at different times throughout the day, and so I apologize if you call and I'm not live. I get that, especially a lot of my truckers that drive in the middle of the night, and I really do appreciate you guys. Know that I am listening to your to your messages. One of you had called, I don't have it to play, where you were concerned, because I think what happened is you might have started tuning in at the tail end of what I was talking about, and you had thought I was saying how alternative medicine doesn't cure cancer. And so I'm not really sure how out of context that was, because I want everybody to know I'm a huge fan of alternative medicine. I'm a huge fan of acupuncture, hypnotherapy, chiropractic, especially chiropractic. I can't tell you how much of a fan I am of chiropractic, homeopathy, etc. And so, you know, one thing I'm identifying is some of you may be coming in or turning on the radio, and I am talking about either some anecdotal evidence or some study that was being reported, and then you feel like, because I am an MD, and I understand a lot of people are worried that us MDs are very against other types of medications and supplements and things like that that are non-pharmaceutical, and no, it's not that at all, okay? I mean, for me, I'm a huge fan, and a lot of us MDs are fans and understand using complementary medicine complements. There's alternative medicine, which I think is an inappropriate term. I don't think it is alternative. I think it all helps. You guys drinking green tea to lower your cholesterol, that's not alternative therapy. An alternative therapy, that kind of, to me, is logical. That, to me, is a form of treatment. We were talking about cholesterol. One of my truckers wanted me to talk about how to lower cholesterol. So we talked about, you know, eating fiber. Okay, well, somebody could say, well, Dahlia, you're taking fiber or taking Metamucil as alternative therapy to a medication. Okay, well, yeah, that may be an alternate, but it's still therapy. So I think like massage, physical therapy, why is that? Because that's not considered alternative. Doing massage, it's an adjunct. And I think we need to look at that. I think we need to look at that everything we do helps and is an adjunct. Now, what about some of these, shall we say, concoctions that people come up to be a substitute for, okay? So let's say, like, for example, some people will mix, you know, rat's urine with some herbs or things like that and say, here, drink this. Now, to me, I would hesitate on something like that because I think that could be kind of disgusting. And so there are some things that I really would like to see more commonly used in the medical realm. Some of you have asked about alternative therapies curing cancer. Well, there's been a variety of cases where people's cancer either went into remission. I don't know if we want to use the term cure, etc., by people using certain treatments and certain non-traditional forms. I get that. Am I allowed as a doctor to recommend it? No. Not until we are completely free of doctors being sued. Since that isn't going to happen, then I can't recommend something over regular treatment, because the way things work in the courtroom is if I suggest something that's not standard of care. Standard of care is not defined by us doctors. It's defined by whatever everybody feels like is standard of care. So I won't get sued for telling you to avoid sugary drinks and you drinking diet soda yet, because right now it's a standard in this United States to go ahead and drink some diet soda. That's not care by any means from a doctor, but whatever kind of feels like the norm, you won't get in trouble for. You know, but if it's not considered the norm, they will rip you a new one because it wasn't standard of care. And standard of care is decided by a conglomerate of things as well as public opinion. And that's what makes it hard. So if you said, you know, I had talked about how there was a patient we inherited from a homeopath who had begged her to get some treatment for breast cancer. She didn't want to. Finally, the breast cancer was emaciating her breast. And this was a very, very well-known homeopath. I mean, he did everything he could, because she did not want, and a lot of homeopaths will recommend medical therapy. So he did everything right. He didn't keep her from the therapy. She admitted it, he admitted it, and I'm totally fine with that. But unfortunately, by the time we got her, it was too late and she died. With cases like that, she could have died anyway, even with medical treatment, you know, or you could have cases where somebody went into remission. Did they go into remission anyway? or did they go into remission because of the alternative treatment or the medical treatment? So while we're still learning and figuring that out, us doctors that can get sued are going to play it safe. Insurance companies are only going to go for what's inexpensive. They aren't going to spend any money on alternative treatment, which also answers one of your other questions. Somebody asked me over the weekend, why are insurances paying for alternative treatment? Alternative treatment will save a lot of money. It could save lives. Where the hell are the insurance companies? Why don't they pay for a massage? I agree with you. Why the hell do we see less chiropractic coverage? Why do we see finite physical therapy, finite amount of massage? I don't know. Maybe it's because insurance companies see that you may want to go for a massage twice a week and do that indefinitely, and they want to pay for something only finite. You know, also, if there is something, let's say like chelation. Chelation, some people have done for cholesterol. I've only had one patient who claimed he had done it, and it worked. He came in, and his cholesterol was good. I was like, damn, that chelation works. But an insurance company is going to want to make sure that if they spend money, they increase their risk of only having to spend it once. So they're going to want something that they know is going to work. So if there's a new and improved treatment that somebody wants to try, no, you're not going to see them jump to try it because they don't want to. They aren't going to take any gambles. There is absolutely no incentive for an insurance company to take a gamble and to try to, for example, you know, leeches. We were talking about how, certain old-fashioned remedies, like, for example, leeches, there's a blood thinner in the saliva. And the blood thinner in the saliva of leeches helps increase blood flow. Leeches they've been using for a variety of ailments, sinusitis, arthritis, vertigo, gout, acne, muscle pain, PMS, headaches, a variety of things. They have been using those for centuries. And because they thought of bloodletting would help people feel better. Maybe it was placebo, but they thought that that would get the juices flowing, the circulation flowing by having somebody bite and suck and then use their blood thinner, etc. You're starting to see people leeches. We know people bloodlet in hematology offices. It's called phlebotomy, where they actually use sterile needles, etc. But for those of you with polycythemia or hereditary hemochromatosis, extra blood cells or high iron, respectively, they will phlebotomize you. They will just take blood out of you, and that helps decrease the iron, etc. Apparently, hypnotherapy is making a huge comeback with childbirth and child labor or labor, addiction, obesity, asthma. So they're using hypnotherapy and hypnosis. Hypnosis has been around, I believe, maybe 400 years or so. So cupping is also another one. So for any of you that listen to my show or tune in halfway, don't hear me. One of you guys had gotten so mad because I had finished saying something about Obamacare and it was facetious and in jest, and you thought I was for Obamacare, and you scream and ripped me a new one a few years back that I, as a doctor, is the cause of this. And I'm like, okay, you obviously don't listen to my show. Okay, guys, don't go away. Let's talk about saving the heart. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DrDahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so how to save your heart. We talk about heart disease all the time. We talk about cholesterol. We talk about all this stuff that we don't want to hear. I'm sick of hearing it. Are you guys sick of hearing it? I am. I'm sometimes sick of hearing myself, but, you know, I have to listen to myself. This is my voice. All right, so what about some practical stuff? Now, I love it when other media sources do the work for me, okay? I could have sat here all weekend long trying to come up with all the things you could do to save your heart, or I could go to Fox News Health and read their list, but I got to tell you, they did a good job. They did a really, really good job, and I like the way they worded this. So here are 30 different ways to save your heart, okay? So first of all, they suggest to love her two times. They say men who have sex once a month or less have a risk of developing heart disease, which is 45% greater than guys who have sex two or three times a week. Now, this was a study in the American Journal of Cardiology. Sex helps protect the cardiovascular system like a clothes workout does. Oh, that's really, really cute. Okay, now the problem is how many of you men can get your wife or your girlfriend to have sex with you, you know, two or three times a week? All right, well, you know what? Maybe foreplay, guys, okay? You know, just you know, revamp the style. But if you're only having sex once a month, that's pretty sad. I'm not pretty sad in terms of your relationship, but it's pretty sad that you could be at risk for developing heart disease. I understand that many of you go for years without having sex because the wife says no, and you guys are faithful, and God bless you for doing that. But I still think it's sad for the men that they have to go through that, all right? And then ladies, come on, ladies, all the ladies. Ladies, come on, all the ladies now. Listen, all right? Okay, ladies, come on. We got to help these guys out. They also say walnuts. Now, we're talking about the heart, not with sex. Okay, we're off sex. They say walnuts. Work in some walnuts. Not into the sex. We're talking about the heart. They say that these nuts are alpha nuts. They have alpha-linolenic acid. What's alpha-linolenic acid? That's an omega-3 fat, right? That's going to be on the next pop quiz. And it fights inflammation. Apparently, inflammation is now the root of all heart disease, right? Something gets inflamed, something tears, etc. Then you get a blockage of the artery, dropped out of a heart attack. Scary stuff. They say a half a cup of walnut halves a day. So half a cup of walnut halves, okay, and in half your mouth, I guess, okay? Then it says to keep the beat. Okay? They say you need to, I guess, find your pulse. Know your pulse. The lower the pulse, we don't want it too low, but they say healthy guys should be at about 70 beats per minute. If your rate rises higher for a week or more, call your doctor. Some of you guys are floating around the 80s, but if your heart rate is 60 to 70, I'm very happy. A lot of my athletes, their heart rate is in the 50s. They also recommend to avoid dirty air. We just talked about a study that came out saying how pollution could put you at risk for a heart attack, and we talked about how people who live in big city are more at risk for heart disease and heart attack. That's important, okay? You want to make sure you're breathing as clean air as possible. Why? Pollution causes inflammation. Exactly. All right? Now they're saying to be a bean counter, okay? They say you got to pass on the potatoes, but you got to eat the legumes. They say people who eat a cup of lentils or chickpeas or beans, they reduce their blood pressure, their systolic, their top blood pressure, by 4 millimeters. So if your blood pressure is 135, you can lower it down to 131. That can be enough. You know, they also say to add these beans to your salads and stuff. Yeah, you know, help you poop. I think it's very important to get more poop. When you eat more fiber, you poop, blood pressure is less. Okay? Now, here's something interesting. They said you could lower your blood pressure by working on your hand grip. Remember we tried that years ago where if you do hand grip training, there was a study that said you could lower your blood pressure by about 10%. Why not? They say exercise creates enough stress to improve your blood vessel function. They say try 2 4-minute contractions with each hand. Rest for about a minute in between. Now, the other thing, too, that you need to know about is not only could you do contractions with your hand, I would throw a window and do some Kegels. Okay? A lot of you ladies, right? Kegel? Yeah, men, if you want to Kegel, too. All right? They say scrambling eggs. Okay? Scrambling eggs could possibly help. They say Brazilian research suggests a link between egg consumption and clearer coronary arteries, maybe because the yolk has vitamin E, B12, and folate. They say don't eat more than 4 eggs a day, but that could help. Weight training helps increase your good HDL. They say make sure you do, they talk about exercise. We've talked about that. They say take long, slow breaths. If you take 6 breaths in 30 seconds, you can lower your systolic blood pressure. Some of my truckers ask me what to do right before their DOT physical so they have lower blood pressure. I mean, usually I say if you have high blood pressure, take the pill, but I get it. I get it. To not have to take medication and to pass, lower your breaths. Take 6 breaths in 30 seconds, they say. All right? Some research suggests if you practice this deep breathing consistently, the blood pressure lowering effects could last over time. Make sure you finish your sweat. We talked about when you work to finish sweating. Okay, if you do cardiovascular workouts and, you know, because the sweating helps increase your metabolism, so I think that's great. And then you get to relax and you get to restore your breathing and your heart rate. I think it's important. They say F you to the flu. That's what it says here, being reported by Fox News. I don't get the flu. They recommend getting the flu vaccine since it halves your risk of heart attack. We talked about that a year ago. Flu vaccines could prevent heart attack. Why? Because it prevents you from getting the flu. They also say you want to make sure you're getting sleep. All right? They say make sure you get good sleep. I always talk about maybe 7 to 9, but they say don't sleep in. They say people who have 10 or more hours of sleep have an elevated risk of heart disease. This is according to one study in the journal Sleep. We talked about avoiding trans fats. Okay, you need to get those out of there. We recommended eating potassium. That always helps the heart. A CDC study found that if you consume an extra 1,000 milligrams of potassium every day, it could reduce your systolic blood pressure. Now, bananas have about 420 milligrams. So if you eat a banana a day, that's still not enough. You have to have about 2 1/3. Yellowfin tuna, sweet potatoes, those have potassium. They say, of course, UV light. They say scientists in Scotland found that 20 minutes of sunlight or UV exposure could increase your body's production of nitric oxide. We've talked about nitric oxide. What does nitric oxide do? It lowers blood pressure. So if you soak up the sun a little bit, that can help. We know sun could help. What we don't know is how to protect yourself to the finest degree against melanoma. So I would definitely suggest to talk to your dermatologist. They also recommend to try to avoid traffic sounds. We talked about how traffic noise near your home ups heart attack risk. Maybe use earplugs when you sleep so you can get good sleep. They say if you have a dog, dog owners have lower blood pressure. We talked about that earlier in the year. We also talked about how eating breakfast is important. Those of you that skip breakfast have a 27% increased risk of coronary heart disease. We also recommend to avoid energy drinks. Sometimes low-fat milk that have calcium. Calcium helps you lose weight. Calcium can help protect the heart, but not by calcium supplements in the pill form. Calcium in terms of milk, etc. They say squatting. Doing squats can help your HDL. Exercise helps increase your HDL. They also have found karaoke. If you sing, they say people who sing together have a better heart rate variability, or the interval of time between beats, and the more variable your heart rate, the better your odds of surviving a heart attack. So I guess people who sing together, me, 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 me. Didn't the Jimmy Fallon show he sang with Billy Joel? It was an okay segment, but, you know, singing with Billy Joel, that would get my heart up. All right. So, you know, kale and salad dressing to avoid, but you can eat kale and that kind of stuff. But anyway, guys, don't go away. More Dr. Dahlia coming up. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Take me down, take me down, take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Attention! If you'd like to improve your vision naturally, listen closely. Fact. Clinical studies show you can improve night vision, sharpen focus, and reduce eye strain using natural nutrients. Fact. You won't see the results you deserve with drugstore brands because these proven vision-boosting nutrients are missing in most eye supplements. Dr. Julian Whitaker has sold 4 million bottles of his Vision Essentials formula with the clinical levels of all 17 must-have nutrients for better night vision and better visual acuity with less eye strain and fatigue in as little as 30 days.
Don't settle for cheap supplements. Uninformed doctors who say there's nothing you can do, or vitamins that only cover some of the nutrients.
It's a fact. You can enjoy improved night vision, sharpen your vision, and focus more easily with less eye strain and fatigue in as little as 30 days.
Improve the health of your eyes today. Vision Essentials will change the way you see the world.
To get a free bottle of Vision Essentials for just the cost of shipping and processing, call 1-800-901-6779. 800-901-6779. 800-901-6779.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.